Hey there, brain buddies. Jessica Lane here, your host and resident neuroscientist wannabe for Neuronavigation, where we decode the mysteries of our minds and navigate this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into a powerful tool that can seriously upgrade your mental health. Practicing gratitude daily. Sound a little too fluffy? Trust me, it's not just about posting happy quotes on Instagram. There's real science behind this, folks. When you focus on what you're grateful for, it actually rewires your brain to be more positive, resilient, and even happier. Ever felt like you were stuck in a rut, stressing over the little things? Gratitude can be your mental reset button. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to make gratitude a daily habit that sticks. First up, ditch the "I should" mentality. Gratitude isn't about forcing yourself to feel happy when life throws lemons your way. It's about actively noticing and appreciating the good stuff, even in tough times. Maybe you had a delicious cup of coffee this morning or caught a glimpse of sunshine peeking through the clouds. Those little things count. Remember, gratitude isn't about ignoring the bad. It's about acknowledging the good alongside it. Next, make it specific. Instead of saying, "I'm grateful for my family," try something more specific like, "I'm grateful for my sister's hilarious sense of humor," or, "I'm grateful for my dad's unwavering support." The more detailed you get, the deeper your gratitude will resonate. Think of it like upgrading from a generic emoji to a personalized GIF, way more impactful. Speaking of impact, put those grateful feelings into action. This is where things get really interesting. Don't just think about what you're grateful for, share it. Tell someone how much they mean to you, compliment a stranger on their awesome shoes, or volunteer your time to a cause you believe in. These little acts of kindness are a powerful way to amplify your gratitude and create a ripple effect of positivity. Remember those brain rewiring benefits we talked about? Well, consistency is key. Make gratitude a daily ritual, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. Keep a gratitude journal, jot down 3 things you're thankful for before bed, or start your morning with a gratitude meditation. Find what works for you and stick with it. Think of it like hitting the gym for your mental health. Consistency is what builds those strong, positive neural pathways. And finally, be kind to yourself. Some days, gratitude might feel harder than usual. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a day or two. Just pick yourself back up and keep practicing. Remember, gratitude isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Every little bit counts. Now, let's talk real-life application. Imagine this. You're having one of those days where everything seems to be going wrong. Traffic, spilled coffee, a missed deadline. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity spiral, right? But what if you could shift your perspective? Instead of focusing on all the things that are going wrong, try taking a moment to acknowledge the good stuff. Maybe you managed to make it out of the house without tripping, or your favorite song came on the radio just as you needed a pick-me-up. These small moments of joy can be powerful anchors in stormy seas. All right, brain buddies, let's recap those key takeaways. First, ditch the "I should" mentality and focus on noticing the good stuff, even in tough times. Second, get specific. The more detailed your gratitude expressions are, the deeper the impact will be. Third, put those feelings into action. Share your gratitude with others through kindness and acts of service. Fourth, make it a daily ritual. Consistency is key for rewiring those brain pathways. And finally, be kind to yourself. Progress over perfection, every single day. So there you have it. Armed with these tools, go out there and cultivate some serious gratitude. It's a journey, not a destination, but trust me, the destination is worth it. A happier, more resilient, and more fulfilled you. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little mental health boost. And if you have any stories or tips about practicing gratitude, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of grateful brains together. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.